Grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Surprise, surprise. Guess what I'm going to say. And the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of God. Again. After Ehud died, the same thing happened again. Remember, Ehud last week was the left-handed deliverer. Tonight we hear about the next judge of the Old Testament from the book of Judges, the lady deliverer, whose name was Deborah. Deborah. She lived at a time when the surrounding nations of Israel had advancing technologies. After 80 years of rest, God's people, and after God's people fell back after those 80 years of rest under Ehud, back into the same old idolatries that they were doing before. So God sold them into the hands of Jabin, the king of Canaan, who had 900 chariots of iron. And he oppressed God's people cruelly, it says, for 20 years. Then God's people did what they should have done or did do 100 years earlier. But they didn't do it until 100 years later. They cried out to the Lord, "Help!" I know I repeat myself, but when we feel oppressed by our enemies today, when we feel our sins, when they weigh heavy upon us, the consequences of what we have done and deserve, what will we do? Will we cry out to the Lord for help? Or will we keep trusting in ourselves and hoping for the best outcome? Question. Do you have 100 years to wait? That's how long it took Israel to remember to cry out to the Lord. But if we wait 100 years, 100 years will be too late. Our catechism, the small catechism, teaches us to call upon the name of the Lord in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. Every could imply every day, every time, daily, weekly, for we all have troubles, don't we? It's probably only the fool who waits days, weeks, months, years, decades, or like Israel of old, a century, to cry out to the Lord. When God's people finally called unto God for help, God helped them. Quick to answer, ready and waiting. He never slumbers nor sleeps. He loves to help his people who call out to him in faith that he will help, that he will answer. Or you can have it your way, says the Lord. God's help this time came from Deborah, the prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, who was judging Israel at that time. She was like Judge Judy in our day. She's the only judge, really, that's kind of the judge that decides disputes, or so it seems, because people were coming to her for judgment. And it appears that God gave her great wisdom to settle disputes. And of course, she prophesied. In fact, the way she helped deliver Israel out of their troubles under King Jabin was by listening to the word of the Lord and then speaking to God's people on his behalf. That's what a prophet should do. She didn't fight like the other judges, deliverers did. Ehud, the left-handed deliverer. Shamgar with the ox goad, killing 600 men. No. She didn't fight. She didn't need to. She had a more powerful weapon than man-made chariots of iron or swords of steel. She had God's word, which we sing about as a trusty shield and weapon. She summoned Barak, the son of Abinoam, to do the fighting by saying, Has not the Lord, the God of Israel, commanded you to fight, to win, and to deliver God's people despite the enemy's technology? Go, fight, win! They will be delivered into your hand, she said. And so it came to pass, just as prophets speak, when they're true prophets of God, it comes to pass. Except one thing. Deborah prophesied that Barak would not kill Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army. She prophesied that the road in which you are going will not lead to your glory, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. Man, this seems like ladies' night tonight, doesn't it? Later, we learn that the name of that woman is Jael, Jael, wife of Heber the Kenite. Sisera fled on foot from the battle of Barak and went somewhere that he thought was safe, for he had peace with the Kenite clan. When Jael saw Sisera coming, she welcomed him into her tent, covered him with her rug, gave him some nice milk to drink to go to sleep, and then, as he slept, she took a tent peg and drove it through his temple all the way into the ground. And so he died. Gruesome as it may be, she got her point across. Thank you, Dad. Inside joke from Sunday morning. Come to Bible study and you'll know what we mean. She got her point across. Get it? Turns out Jael was a true Israelite indeed, with family hearkening back to Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses. The point for us is that when God is on your side, for those who cry out to him in trouble, in the true faith, God will work deliverance. Be it through a so-called strong deliverer like Ehud and Shamgar, or through the voice of a wise prophetess like Deborah, and the hand of an unassuming woman who lures God's enemies into false security and sleep until God renders his judgment for the favor and the victory of God's people, those who cry out to the Lord in true faith. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, people mocked him, saying, This is the Son of God? Can't even save himself. That's false security, isn't it? Their end will come. They will meet their judge. They will have to answer for what they heard and seen. But those who believe in the power of God and in that power of the Word of God, in which Deborah believed and prophesied and trusted and used that discernment for judging Israel, the word of deliverance for God's people by grace, the word of forgiveness, the word of the cross. Has not God proved time and time again, whether in the book of Judges or in the book about Jesus, that God's word proves true? And the people of Israel had rest 80 years. Amen. Come back next week and hear about Gideon. Amen. Amen.